Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, 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 hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, and that's at the Brentford Community Stadium, as Erik ten Hag remains without a win as Man United manager as they lost to Brentford, unbelievably. Here's all the fallout on game day phoning with Jamie O'Hara and Gabby Agbonlahor on TalkSport.
The final whistle blows, a brutal, crushing defeat for Manchester United on what must go down as one of the most troubling days in all of their Premier League history.
Bad start of the game, and opponent is more hungry, and they were really aggressive, and you have to fight yourself in the game, and we didn't do.
This is an absolute joke from Manchester United right now. Honestly, it's a sackable offence.
If I was Manchester United now after this game, I'd be thinking, you know what, Ten Hag, just pack up. You've had pre-season. They've started the season. It's shambles. Look at them. They're like strangers on the pitch.
No, they look like a League One. They look like a League One team
absolute
playing right now.
Absolute strangers.
What is going on at this football club?
They're just not good enough.
They're just not good enough, Mark.
The players are not good enough at Manchester United. That's all it is. Forget the money. They are not good enough.
Brentford 2, Manchester United 0. And the defending from Manchester United is absolutely pathetic.
I think how it's possible that you made such mistakes and that you concede 4 goals. And I know football is a game of mistakes, but you have to take responsibility on the pitch.
2 of the poorest defensive goals you will ever see, and Erik ten Hag shakes his head.
Manchester United have got a load of arrogant footballers playing for them who think they're better than what they are, and they turn up against teams like Brentford, who will die on the pitch for their football team, and they get turned over.
What is happening to this club?
It is so bad. I mean, the back four and the goalkeeper today, Harry Maguire, Martinez, all over the place. They look like League One players. They look like League One players out there.
Brentford 3, Manchester United 0. Manchester United have fallen to pieces in sunny West London, and this is a scoreline and a Manchester United performance to send shockwaves throughout Old Trafford.
People talk about, oh, they'll be in the top four. At least, you know, Champions League football will be so, we'll be lucky to still be in the Premiership.
United continue to slump and slump and slump. Every time you think it's got as bad as it's going to get, it gets worse and worse.
You're just not the same Manchester United you used to be. These results have been coming. You know, last week you lost. It wasn't a shock that you lost to Brighton. This isn't a shock to me.
This isn't the Manchester United of Sir Matt Busby. This isn't the Manchester United of Sir Alex Ferguson. This is the palest fake imitation for a club that, of course, has had so much glory and success in the past.
We have to deliver different standards, higher standards, quite clear.
Listen, we're not mighty. We're far from mighty. We're on Mighty Mouse more like.
I've had enough of this football club. I'm not being associated with a club who do not show any passion on that pitch. We're going to get battered off Liverpool.
You know, these players don't deserve to wear the Manchester United shirt. It's embarrassing.
There's been another goal, Joe Shannon!
Can you believe it? Brentford 4, Manchester United 0. Manchester United have capitulated here.
We got battered by Brighton. We've been absolutely battered by Brentford. And I'm just... I don't really know what to say and what is going on at the club at the minute.
This is a disgrace for Manchester United. They are Banter FC of the Premier League right now.
Straight away, it's embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. And the Man United starting lineup cost £345 million today. Brentford, £55 million. That in itself is an absolute disgrace.
There's something fundamentally wrong at my club at the moment.
The first Manchester United manager to lose his first two games in charge for more than 100 years.
This team is good enough to beat Brighton, to beat Brentford, but we didn't do. So we have to question ourselves.
We should be worried about the relegation at the moment. It should be our first time of being fearful of that number 20. Oh,
where are you from, Danny?
Come on, Danny, where are you from?
I look at that and it scared me. You know what? It scared me. I was watching that game, feeling physically sick.
Elsewhere in the Premier League, Arsenal beat Leicester at the Emirates. Man City tonked Bournemouth 4-0. Southampton came from 2-0 down to draw with Leeds. And Brighton played out a goalless draw with Newcastle, as predicted by me on Friday's Drive. Here's all the best reaction on Game Day Live on TalkSport.
Great game this one, and the Gunners make it 2 wins from 2. Work to do for the Foxes. Full-time here, Arsenal 4, Leicester 2.
Really happy, obviously, the way we started, the performance, the goals that we scored, and obviously the 3 points is 6 out of 6.
Yeah, I thought it was a mixed bag today from us. I thought there were spells in the game that were very good and we looked dangerous, but we then present it. You know, the goals really to them.
And it's Gabriel Jesus with his first Premier League goal for Arsenal. The ball came down to the left-hand side and he just looped it over the keeper.
2 goals, 2 assists and the players are still in the dressing room upset. So that's the mentality.
I said that before, he's very, very special. I'm more than happy for him. He scored the first Premier League goal for us. But not only the goals and assists he's doing, but his work. He's every day like this in the training session as well.
You want to be at the top end of the table, you got to invest and you got to bring in quality. However, the club have been great for me in my time here, and I respect that we can't do that. Everyone knows when you can bring in players and bring in players of quality, it's not just what they bring in, it's the lift it gives all the other players, and that's obviously something that we've missed.
We're talking about Kasper Schmeichel going, what's the keeper doing, what's the defence doing, communication and decision making all over the place. But that's Brendan Rodgers, Leicester defensively. That's how they've been.
We're not one of the big clubs that the pandemic didn't affect. It really affected us. But we're not at the level. We can't then push on and get in more players because we don't have those resources.
We are enjoying it, playing together. I think the fans are enjoying it. And we need to maintain that. It's only 2 games. There are a lot of things to get better at. And let's prepare the next game.
My job has always been about developing players and supporting them and helping them. And that's what we'll do here with this group.
I don't want to get too carried away, but I generally think this is the best Arsenal team we've had now for maybe over a decade.
Arsenal are in a good place, Jermaine. Even watching the Arsenal documentary, I'm having Arteta. Arsenal have to look at top three, not top four, top three.
I'm really, really excited now for the season, and I think that the Arsenal fans have got a lot to look forward to over the next 12 months. You know, top four is definitely on now, 100%.
Our goal should be to get in top four. I don't want to get guaranteed third and all that stuff. I think if we can get in the top four, it's a success. But it is the best football I've seen from Arsenal for a long time.
Manchester City 4, Bournemouth 0. A walk in the park for the home side, Adrian. Absolutely outstanding performance.
The game was the game today. I think we all understand. Many, many managers probably sat here after a game playing against Man City. And the quality that they possessed, the levels were different today. We've played against a world-class team that can execute in any given moment.
Yeah, as a team, we did a really good performance.
An outstanding performance from the champions, Manchester City. Bournemouth, on the other hand, very, very poor.
At times today, the levels and the quality was there for everyone to see, and that's what happens when you're playing against a world-class team and world-class players, really. So we had our tiny little moments, and then, they punish you with individual brilliance and the way they are as a team.
Southampton 2, Leeds 2. The narrative going into this game was that Ralf Hasenhüttl was under pressure and that he'd lost the dressing room. Well, if that's true, how can you explain the last 20 minutes of this one?
We know that this makes our life tougher, my job a little bit tougher. But the important thing is that I know what I have with my team.
All in all, then, a good point for Southampton, David Connolly. And I suspect the manager will walk off thinking, job done, And where's the dissent in the dressing room?
Well, certainly it was the comeback that was much needed, and they got it. You know, substitutions were superb. Mara, Aribo, Armstrong, all absolutely outstanding.
You know, it would be easier when not everybody tries to take it and get a story out of it, because it's shambles. And this is what I, meanwhile, must say is a little bit annoying in social media and in all this stuff that is coming. But yeah, we have to live with this. This is our job. We know this.
Once you lose a dressing room as a manager, you're done.
But what's the best that Southampton fans can expect this season? You know, every time they get a decent player and he does well, they sell them.
Not enough maturity to close out the game and not enough clarity of how to manage the match. But I'm really happy with the progress that we're making.
A game with two halves, really. Leeds much better in the first. Southampton superb in the second. And I guess probably both teams will be content with the point.
We can talk about the match, but more importantly, I think if we talk about the development of the direction we're going in, that we're very pleased and know that we have a positive future.
The full-time whistle goes, and the points are shared between these two upwardly mobile Premier League clubs, Brighton and Newcastle.
Well, disappointing in terms of not getting the 3 points, yes, but overall the performance was fantastic. I'm very, very proud. Gives us a lot to go forward with. It gives us a lot to be excited about.
Credit to them for how they played, but also credit to us for how we hung in there and didn't concede and battled away and got a valuable point in the end.
It's a miles better point for Eddie Howe and his Newcastle team than what it is for Graham Potter's, because Newcastle was second best today.
4 points, two really strong performances. So to perform as well as we did against a tough opponent gives us a lot to go forward with.
Brighton were in control. They looked more inventive in the final third. They created far more chances, and without exaggeration, you know, the expected goals, I'll be amazed if there's not 5.
Newcastle take a point back to Tyneside, and both sides remain unbeaten at the start of this Premier League campaign.
Both managed to take something from the game, but you have to say, on the performance side, Brighton were far, far the better team.
Now, moving on to the lunchtime kickoff, and Aston Villa got their first win of the season with a 2-0 win over Everton, a game, of course, that was exclusively live on TalkSport. Shortly we'll hear from the Villa legend, Gabby Agbonlahor, but first is all the reaction to Game Day exclusive with both managers and the former England winger, Trevor Sinclair.
A Villa player goes down, but it's all over. Aston Villa have their first Premier League win of the season. A handshake between Steven Gerrard and Frank Lampard.
We were really good today for a large part of the game, and we've done ever so well to get ourselves 2-0 up, and I think we thoroughly deserved that lead. You know, I feel much different about our performance today. I think that's the difference. Last week, I didn't feel like we deserved anything, and the outcome, we had no complaints about.
I'm not concerned in the bigger picture. It's important that we remain pretty patient at the minute anyway, because of the element of transition that we're in.
Any manager, you know, if you give a group of players an objective and a job to do, and they go out there and do it to the best of their ability, when they come in, whether they've won, lost or drawn, you can't have a go at them, because if they've given you everything, that's the most they can give you. And I actually think this Everton side have given Frank everything there.
Things have to change a little bit in terms of mindset and personnel, and then we will get much better, and in my opinion, very quickly. So it's a shame we didn't get the points out of the first two games that I think we deserved, but we have to just be positive and look forward.
They were on it from the first tackle. You know, Gerrard had them pumped up. I thought McGinn was back to his best today. Watkins was great. Mings was great. And Aston Villa really needed that result today.
I'm underwhelmed by Stevie G. I think he's a media darling. I think he gets away with an awful lot. 3 wins in 13 is pretty pathetic.
Everton need a striker. You can't sell Richarlison and not replace him straight away. Yes, the money was good for him, but you have to replace him. They need 2 strikers, Jamie. Rondon can't be coming on. Rondon, you know, you wouldn't get in a championship team.
I think it would have been really cruel if we weren't the winners today. I think we've controlled large parts of the games. We've passed it extremely well. We've created other chances to take the lead even more. When it mattered and when we needed to put our bodies on the line, we did that.
You know, if it wasn't for that late goal by Everton, Tyrone Mings is one of the big reasons why they would have kept a clean sheet. And going the other way, you've got Ollie Watkins, who's got 2 assists.
The outside have made a big thing about this, which I understand, because when you change a captain, I expect that noise. But no one's ever doubted or said that Tyrone Mings is out the team or he hasn't been dropped. He was injured last week. In terms of the noise that's being made from the outside, I can't control that.
For Everton, it is back-to-back defeats to start the season for the first time in 13 years, although they will believe they should have prized a point from this game.
We were okay today, but we need to be better if we're going to get more points on the road. And as I say, that's something that doesn't just come by clicking your fingers. It will take a bit of time.
They've just not got the quality in certain positions which are vital to them winning football games.
I think the form in general is important. We need to be a team that gets more consistent results and more points on the board. You know, we don't want to take these steps forward today and not build on it next week.
Similar story to last week, but is what it is.
We've just won this game. I won't be getting carried away. I'll stay calm again and we'll try and prepare in the best way for Crystal Palace.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Now, looking ahead to this afternoon's massive game at the Bridge, where Chelsea, of course, host Spurs. Shortly, we'll hear from former Spurs midfielder Jamie O'Hara, former Chelsea defender Jason Cundy. But first, here's both managers looking ahead to a big game for both sides.
Round the back to Havertz, inside the area, tucks it low, hits the defender, goes in, and Chelsea have an early lead.
Chelsea are at Wembley. They have beaten Tottenham in a cup semi-final yet again.
One win since 1990 in all competitions for Spurs at Stamford Bridge.
The difference between the two teams are very important.
I don't believe everything that Antonio Conte says in games like this, before games and after games.
Our target compared last season is to try to improve.
Base for Kulusevski! 4-1, they're running riot! Inside the area, it's Mason Mount, it is 2-0 Chelsea!
Tottenham have come a long way with Conte. I think now's the moment for Spurs to turn the tide and start becoming the biggest team in London again.
What is going on with you Spurs fans?
We're flying.
Antonio Conte comes with a reputation of someone that will get things going in the direction very quickly. Tottenham is a different animal.
Players at times, especially when I was there, we'd line up in the tunnel against Chelsea and there was a real hatred there.
Chelsea is one of the best teams in England and Europe.
I never felt a huge gap because there are close matches and they are a very competitive and very talented squad.
You feel they're not quite as strong without Rüdiger at the back as they once were. So yeah, I think there's a chance for Tottenham this season to do something really well with what they're building. And it seems that the manager's firmly in charge and these players are almost on trial.
I'd certainly see them winning a trophy this year. You know, they've got a fantastic squad. You know, Conte's got a good manager. But the squad is excellent. They've recruited well.
2 years ago, they won the Champions League. Last season, they won the World Cup for club.
I admire him a lot, and I believe strongly that every team he trains competes for everything, no matter which team it is and what club it is. And this is what he proves right now.
This is an interesting test on Sunday for both teams. If Chelsea are a margin off and Tottenham were as good as they were last week, Chelsea could get a thwacking.
Spurs are the biggest underachievers of the so-called Big Six.
We've got the best stadium.
It's a brilliant stadium.
We've got the best manager.
You've got one of the best.
Got one of the best
got
managers.
One of the very best. Yeah.
Best training facilities.
Best
striker in the world.
Best, one of the best,
best
strikers.
Best left winger.
One of the best strikers, definitely. Yeah.
So I think now's the time to make our mark.
This fan base, the noisiest fan base, has got nothing to shout about. Yet you find something.
What do you mean we've got nothing to shout
about? We've got a great training ground. It's true, though.
I think we're going to go there and we're going to absolutely destroy you.
I mean, I do love this. I mean, if there's one fan base that do make me giggle, it's always Spurs.
The game will be good because both teams want to play, want to try to win.
It's one of the toughest opponents because that's what is always with Antonio Conte's teams. And that's what we're facing tomorrow.
I think we're looking at a draw there,
yeah.
which won't please Simon because he'll accuse me of sitting on the fence. But I think a draw is a good result for Spurs.
I think the sensible prediction would be a draw. I just would like to be a little bit more ballsy about it.
Yeah.
And I think Tottenham have got the opportunity to go and lay an early glove on Chelsea.
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon, 4 p.m. on Andy Gosling's Drive Time alongside my one and only friend Darren Bent as we build up to TalkSport's live and exclusive coverage of Liverpool against Palace. Come on, Palace. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Gosling TalkSport Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.